十字架就是拔出跟拆毁。
The cross is destruction and to remove.
我们每一个人都应该被拔出被拆毁。
All of us should be destroyed and removed.
但主在十字架上为我们被拔出被拆毁。
But our Lord Jesus, for our sakes, he was the one that was destroyed and removed.
他的目的是什么？
What was his purpose?
要建立，要栽植。
Because he wants to rebuild, to build.
从复活升天，弟兄姊妹，你看一样一样的就发生。
One by one started to happen.
当然大家都知道。
Of course everyone knows.
1948年是以色列复国。
1948 was the restoration of the nation of Israel.
等到他复国的时候。
After it was restored.
他就派官员就到上海去了。
So they sent, people into Shanghai.
为什么到上海去？
Why to Shanghai?
好多犹太人流落到上海。
Because many Jews, they actually wandered to, Shanghai.
犹太人到哪里都不受欢迎。
So Jews, wherever they go, they're not welcome.
上海人也不喜欢犹太人。
Shanghainese didn't like the Jews either.
你上海人很会做生意。
Shanghainese know how to do business.
犹太人也会做生意。
Jews know how to do business.
这真是弯刀碰到葫芦头。
One is trickier than the other.
所以呢，结果有上海人不喜欢。
So the Shanghainese didn't like him.
上海人说他们是鹰钩鼻子，秤钩心。
So they called them made fun of him.
你讲他是鹰钩的鼻子，鹰钩的鼻子，对不对？但是他们秤子的时候是用钩来称的。
They're very crafty, basically.
Yeah. 所以就表示说他们不喜欢他们。
So they didn't like them.
但是不要忘记。
But don't forget.
就在1948年的时候。
So in 1948,
他们发出去了多少个签证呢？发出了5000份的签证。
So they gave out the nation of Israel gave out 5,000 visas.
所以1948年。
In 1948,
1949年。
1949,
最少有5000个犹太人从秦国。
So 5,000 Jews came from 秦。
这就应验了以赛亚49章的话。
And this is a fulfilling prophecy in Isaiah 49.
看哪，这些人从远方来。
Behold, these coming from afar.
从北方来。
From the north.
所以是从远方的北方来。
So from the far north.
他们是从苏联回来。
They came from Russia.
看哪，有的人从西方来。
Some came from the west.
他们是远方的西方。
They're far west.
所以有的人从纽约回来。
Some went back from New York.
有的人从巴西回来。
Some went back from Brazil.
有的人从加拿大回来。
Some went from Canada.
那还有人呢？
And some people.
他们从秦国来。
They came from Qing nation.
这个就是1948年的事。
This is in 1948.
他们最少发出了5000个签证。终于犹太人回来。
So they gave 5,000 visas for them to come back from China.
所以弟兄姊妹。
So brothers and sisters.
1949.
In 1949.
跟1950.
In 1950.
他们就在他们回家的路上。
So as they were returning.
想想看弟兄姊妹。
Think about it.
他们从106个国家回来。
So they went back from 166 countries.
那个时候虽然他们也坐一点的飞机。
Even though they took the flight.
如果有人真的从乌克兰，若从纽西兰回来的话。
So they come back from New Zealand.
你看见他们一定坐了一段的船。
So before they took the boat.
然后呢慢慢慢慢再走水路走陆路最后也走一部分航最后终于到了他们的。
So then they finally took many ways to go back home.
所以1949到1950可以说是他们的归乡潮他们就从世界各地他们就通通回来。
So 1949-1950 was a time when they returned home.
他们回来的情形。
So the condition of them returning.
那么就是圣经里面你读如果仔细读旧约的圣经你预言里面常常提到他们怎么回来。
So if you study the Old Testament, you'll see how they return.
其中有人回来是坐飞机回来。
So some people return by plane.
那圣经明明告诉他们从西往西飞。
So the Bible says they flew west.
而且呢是扑在腓力士人的肩膀上。
And then they came on the shoulders of the Philistines.
这个是以赛亚十一章里面的话。
It's Isaiah chapter 11.
你知道吗 ？Tel Aviv 就在腓力士人地的肩膀上。
So Tel Aviv is actually on the shoulder of the Philistines.
所以他们就回来了。
So they returned.
所以弟兄姊妹要解释主耶稣所说这一段的话。
So if we want to interpret the word of God,
你看见说这里面有很长很长的故事。
So there are many stories.
以色列人漂流了全世界各地。
The nation, the people of Israel were
wandered throughout
the earth. 因为他们说定他十字架，
定他十字架。
Because they said, "Crucify him, crucify him."
所以牧人被击打，羊就被分散。
So as the shepherd was struck, the sheep was scattered.
然后你记不记得那个生命记第三十章第四节？
Remember in Deuteronomy 34.
他们不止漂流。
They not only wandered.
他们不只像皮球一样被人踢来踢去。
They're not just like balls being kicked around.
他们不是自由了吗？
Aren't they free now?
你看见吗？
You see that?
他们本来按理来讲应该要宣告他们弟兄自由的。
They were to proclaim that their brethren were free.
结果西底家的时候，他们就把他话吞进去了，就没有这样做。
So during a different time, they didn't do it this way.
所以因着这个缘故，
because of this,
你知道神就对他们怎么说？
So what did they say?
现在我要让你们真的自由。
So I want you to be free.
你们自由到个地步，全世界到处都可以去。
You're so free, you could go anywhere in the world.
从万国抛来抛去。
So they were cast around all over the world.
不要忘记地方。
Don't forget, brothers and sisters.
所以这一段的故事，
So this story
是很长很长的故事。
It's a long story.
自从1949年他们回来，
Since 1949 they came back.
那是2000年以后的故事。
So the story of 2000
这两千年发生了很多可歌可泣的故事。
These 2,000 years, there are many stories that happened.
他们果然从很多的地方回来。
They did come back from many places.
明白吗？
Understand, brothers.
所以现在等他们回来的时候。
So as they returned.
你看见现在很稀奇的一件事。
It's an amazing thing that happened.
因为这是两千年之内所发生的事。
This happened within these 2,000 years.
好，所以现在当我们来看圣灵怎么做的时候。
So as we see how the Holy Spirit works.
我们就觉得很稀奇。
We think it's pretty amazing.
因为当你读圣经的时候。
When you study the Bible.
不只讲到以色列要复国。
It not only talks about the restoration of the Israel.
也是讲到他们要回到他们的家乡。
It speaks about how they will return to their homeland.
那么讲到他们回到他们的故乡。
When they return to their homeland.
无论是耶利米。
No matter Jeremiah,
不论是以赛亚,
no matter Isaiah,
他们花了很多的篇幅,
they spent many passages,
他们回来的时候,
when they returned,
甚至用两个方法来形容,
the Bible used two ways to describe it.
一个呢, 他们像打鱼一样被打回来的,
on the one hand, they were like fish being pulled back.
他们回家有个吸引,
they went home and there was a draw.
那个吸引就像鱼的钩一样把他们勾回来,
that draw was just like a hook of a fish to hook the fish.
你明白吗？这是以赛亚与耶利米里面的话。
This is the word in the Jeremiah.
但是不止如此。
No matter now,
还有人回来是被打猎打回来的。
So some people were hunted back.
为什么？
Why?
他们在在这个希特勒的手下。
Under Hitler.
你看多少百万的犹太人惨遭屠杀。
Many millions were killed.
所以他们回来。
So when they returned,
有的像打鱼打回来的。
Some they were like fish that were brought back.
有的像打猎打回来的。
Some that were like hunted back.
所以弟兄姊妹。
So brothers and sisters.
今天我们读这一段圣经。
So we study this portion.
好像很平常对不对？
As if it's normal.
但是背后所给我们看见的。
But behind it we see.
乃是两千年漂流的故事。
It's a story of how they wandered for 2,000 years.
乃是两千年漂流的历史。
It's the history of how they wandered for 2,000 years.
结果在那个时候他们终于回来了。
Then they finally came back.
所以弟兄姊妹。
So brothers and sisters.
他们回来的时候。
When they returned.
证明夏天近了。
It proves that summer is near.
他们从各个地方动身的时候。
So when they moved from different places.
圣经的话告诉我。
The Bible tells us.
我们的主也从天上动
身。Our Lord Jesus also moved from heaven.
明白吗？1949, 1948, 1949.
Because our Lord started to move.
所以你看这些人他们开始动身回家。
So these people, they started to go home.
他们漂流到全世界各地。
They wandered through all the,
这是拔出，这是拆毁。
They were destruction, they were pulled away.
两千年以后。
2000 years later.
他们回到他们的故乡。
When they returned to their homeland.
这是建立，这是栽培。
This is to build, this is to build.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
所以当我们读这些故事的时候。
So as we study these stories.
不要忘记。
Don't forget.
我们以为说等到以色列复国。
We thought that if the nation of Israel was restored.
我们主大概就动身了。
Our Lord started his journey.
我们以为这是一个很简单的。
We think this is a simple thing.
其实背后的故事。
But the story behind it.
乃是两千年的故事。
It's a story of 2,000 years.
我们怎么知道呢？
How do we know?
非常有趣的。
It's very interesting.
就在1949。
In 1949.
和1950。
In 1950.
当他们在回家的路上。
As they were going home.
他们当然庆祝逾越节。
Of course, they celebrated Passover.
也庆祝祝棚节。
They celebrate the Feast of Tabernacles.
但是请记得。
But remember.
那两年的逾越节跟祝棚节都不一样。
So that was a special Passover and Feast of Tabernacles.
因为每次逾越节跟祝棚节。
So every time during Passover and Feast of Tabernacles.
都是月亮圆的时候。
Is you have the full moon.
所以犹太人过两个中秋节。
So they celebrate two, Full moon festivals.
你看见吗？像中国人一样。
Just like the Chinese.
中国人过了一个中秋节。
The Chinese celebrate an autumn full moon festival.
还有一个团圆的时候是元宵节，就是过年的那个十五号。
So the Chinese also celebrate the other full moon during New Chinese New Year.
所以大家可以明白。
So now you understand.
每次他们过逾越节。
So as they celebrate the Passover,
过祝棚节,
Feast of Tabernacles, is when the families gather together. So they will say how they left Egypt, how they went through the wilderness.
祝棚节的月亮是比 五旬节是比那个逾越节的月亮还要圆。
The moon of the Feast of Tabernacles is even rounder than the Feast of the, during the Passover. Do you understand? So the Jews, when they celebrate Passover and the Feast of Tabernacles, the moon is always full. They saw the moon full. Then they gather together.
明白吗?
You understand that?
每年他们过逾越节,
every year they celebrate.
每年过祝棚节,
every year they celebrate Tabernacles.
月亮远远高挂在天上,
the moon is hanging over them.
月亮永远是圆的,
the moon is full.
但是不要忘记,
but don't forget.
就是那两年,
those 2 years.
连着两年,
for 2 years.
当他们 庆祝逾越节或者祝棚节,
when they were celebrating the Feast of Passover and Feast of Tabernacles, but they'll see a condition that evening.
有一段的时间,
there'll be a time.
这个满月变红像雪,
so the moon was red like blood.
什么意思?
What does it mean?
就那个时候刚好太地球就跑到太阳跟月亮的中间,
so at that point, the earth was right in the between the moon and the sun.
你知道,如果是月亮, 如果是这个地球跑到太阳跟月亮的中间,
so if the earth is in between the moon and the sun,
这个地球巨大的影子呢,就投射在月亮上。
So then the shadow of the earth will cast upon the moon. It will cover all the glory of the sunlight.
换句话说,
in other words,
如果真的月食的话,
so eclipse should mean that there should be no moon, right?
但是很有意思,
but it's interesting.
就是因为地物理的原因呢,
but because of physics,
所以等到那个投影啊, 透过空气的时候,
so as that projection goes to the atmosphere,
结果不是黑的,
it's not black.
这个月亮是像水,
so the red, the moon is red like blood.
稀奇不稀奇?
Isn't it amazing?
这就是我们如果读启示录第六章的话,
so if you read Revelation chapter 6,
讲到这六个印的时候,
so the sixth seal,
主回来以前,
but before the Lord's return,
满月变红像,
the moon will become red like blood.
这不是经常的月食,
it's not a frequent,
这是不寻常的月食,
it's not a frequent,
这证明说主很快就要回来,
it's an infrequent one, and this proves that the Lord will return soon. You understand?
就在1949年,
in 1949,
1950年的时候,
in 1950,
不是一年呢,
it's not just 1 year.
连着两年,
2 years in a row,
他们过祝棚节,
as they celebrated the Feast of Passover and the Feast of Tabernacles, they saw the blood as moon, a moon-like blood. Brothers and sisters,
这不是给我们很清楚看,
isn't this showing us
clearly?
到了1948年, in
1948, 的确是划时代的这一年,
it is in truly a generational day. As if our Lord already started his journey.
他马上就要来到,
he will return quickly.
所以天象上有一些的变化,
so there were some things that happened in the heavenly bodies.
这些犹太人他们过节的时候,
as they were celebrating the feast,
应该是庆祝他们的团圆,
they should celebrate their coming together.
结果最满意的时候有一些不满意,
but there were, in their happiness, there was some unhappiness.
但是不管怎么样,
but no matter what,
他们在回家的途上,
on their way home,
他们终于庆祝了逾越节跟祝棚节,
they celebrate the Feast of Passover and Feast of the Tabernacles.
连着两年,
for 2 years,
他们终于回到了他们的家乡,
they returned to their hometown.
所以请大家记得,
so brothers and sisters, remember,
这是1948年开始,
this is the start of 1948.
很有意思的,
it's very interesting.
你看见吗? 在整个神的创造里面,
in all of God's creation,
这是NASA的资料可以告诉我们,
NASA data will tell us,
就连着那两年,
so for 2 years in a row,
你看见吗? 因为现在以色列人在回家的路上,
so because the people of Israel, they were on their way home,
神给他们看见,
God showed them,
现在神把他们带回来,
God was bringing them back home.
但是不要忘记,
but don't forget,
现在已经经过快2000年,
so this is almost 2000 years later.
当初他们说, 定他十字架, 定他十字架,
so they had said, crucify him, crucify him.
牧人一被击打,
so when the shepherd is struck,
羊 就分散。
The sheep will scatter.
那现在我们要。
So we want to ask.
会不会只有那两年是满月变红像
水？ Is it just those 2 years that the moon was blood like red like blood?
如果你仔细再来看所发生的故事。
But if you look at further into the story,
你才晓得是。
You'll discover.
过了没有多久以后。
Not soon after.
同样的事又发生了。
Another thing happened.
因为这是的确是件很大的事。
Because this is a big thing.
这个为什么是一件大的事？
Why is it a big thing?
因为在主的预言里面提到。
In the prophecy of the Lord.
主特别提到将来有个大灾难。
So the Lord mentioned a great tribulation.
那是在主要回来以前。
Before the Lord's return.